stomping through the mud along the Shenandoah River. She's a biogeographer with the U.S. Geological Survey. She's one part biologist, one part geographer, and she's the latest profile in our ongoing Cool Jobs in Government series. Chris Dalek took Federal News Radio's Jolie Lee along on a data collection outing along the Shenandoah River to measure water levels. She explains exactly what a biogeographer does.
Geographers like to understand why things are where they are, the spatial distribution of things. And my work's always been related to habitat, so the things in the environment that organisms need to be able to live. So I'm very interested in biology, interested in where organisms live and how living and non-living things interact to provide that habitat. And because I work for the U.S. Geological Survey Water Resources Division, it's all about rivers.
Part of Kristalik's job is spent out in the field measuring the water levels of rivers. The data she collects helps the government set policy on water and habitat preservation. Technology like GPS has made her job easier, but she says part of the job will always be on-the-ground data collection.
I think part of the job will always be in the field. Like, you need to be out and ground truth the data and just have more of a feel for what's happening. And, you know, I really don't ever want to get to the point where I'm just in the office, get data from other people or from airplanes and work with it on the computer. I think you learn a lot more about the environment just by being there.
Jennifer Kristalik's a biogeographer with the U.S. Geological Survey, and that profile part of our Cool Jobs in Government series. You can see some pictures of her on the job, and you can find all of our Cool Jobs in Government series resources at federalnewsradio.com, keyword Cool Jobs.